Is a married woman required to cover her hair in the privacy of her home? So while you may have witnessed the custom of most God-fearing Jewish women to cover their hair inside the privacy of their home, the question is asked, what is the source behind this custom? Is it part of the obligation of covering the hair? Are those who are lenient have upon whom to rely? And can one be lenient in the privacy of their own bedroom or where no one else is at home? So we are all aware of the biblical requirement for a married woman and the requirement for a once married woman to not walk outside with uncovered hair or not remain with uncovered hair in the presence of other people, especially men. So certainly even in one's house, if there are other people around, her hair must remain covered. However, in the event that there is nobody else at home, then we find amongst the Poskim a dispute regarding if this obligation of covering the hair applies. So the Magen Avraham in chapter 75 rules based on an implication of the Mechaber in Evan Ezer and Tosfos in Maseches Ksubis as recorded in the Bir Halach of the Mishnah Brura, that the obligation for a married woman or once married woman to cover her hair is only in areas that people are commonly found in. However, in a chutz or in a courtyard where people are not found in, it is permitted for her to walk with revealed hair. And according to this opinion, it would certainly be mutter for a woman to uncover her hair in the privacy of her room or home. And so indeed concludes the Igros Moshe in his Shuvah Neven Ezer, volume 1, 58, and Yeredeiah 2, 35, that it is not a requirement for a married woman to cover her hair in the privacy of her home when no one is around, and that even a Torah scholar may marry a girl who does not cover her hair at home. And indeed, it is based on this opinion that there are those, especially amongst the modern Orthodox, who do not cover their hair at home unless somebody is at home. A further proof for this opinion can be gleaned from the many poskim who rule that a woman's hair may be seen by her husband, hence showing that there's no prohibition for her hair to be revealed in front of her own walls of her home and not in front of other people. However, there are many poskim who argue on all of this and rule that it is forbidden min adin for a woman to reveal her hair in the privacy of her home, even when no one is around. So is the ruling of the Tur and the Bach in the name of the Rambam, the Smag, the Yerushalmi, the Beis Shmuel, recorded in the Bir Halacha regarding that a woman must cover her hair even in a courtyard where people aren't found in. And from here we can learn that the Isser is not only when you're in front of people. Furthermore, some Poskim explicitly rule that even inside the house, and not just the courtyard, it's forbidden for a woman to uncover her hair due to a rabbinical prohibition of Das Yehudis. So rules the Bach, the Beis Shmuel, and Evan Ha. Ezer 15:9, as records the Bir Halacha in his dissent of the ruling of the Magen Avraham, who, as we stated earlier, permits a woman to uncover her hair in her chatz or privacy of her home. So is likewise the ruling of the Chasam Sefer in Shuvah 36, that the main opinion follows the opinion of the Tur, the Bach, and the Rambam, that it's forbidden. Whatever the case, irrelevant of this technical letter of the law debate of whether a married woman may or may not uncover her hair in the privacy of her home when no one is around, it is a clear statement in the Talmud. In Maseches Yuma, Maseches Megillah, in the Yerushalmi, Maseches Hayriyais, repeated in Midrashim, and recorded in the Paiskim, the Yavitz, the Mishnah Brura, that a married woman should cover her hair at all times, even in the privacy of her home, for the merit of tznius, and by doing so she will merit having children who are fit to be kohanim gedolim. As says the Talmud, is stated regarding kimchis, who merited to have seven sons who were fit to be kohanim gedolim. Due to that, the locks of her hair never saw the walls of her home. Furthermore, aside from this Talmudic and halachic encouragement to always cover the hair in the home, according to the Zohar, according to Kabbalah, it is a complete prohibition to reveal even a single hair of the head of a married woman, even in the privacy of her home. So writes the Zohar in Parshas Nasai, in which he states, the one who is not careful in this causes their home to be stricken with poverty, the side of evil, and causes spiritual challenges for their children, as well as other tzaris. While one who is careful in this merits to have illustrious children and have her husband be blessed with all blessings of above and below, with wealth and grandchildren, end quote of the Zohar. Now, while many Zoharic statements may remain Zoharic and Kabbalistic and not really meant for the public, this one is indeed meant for the public as it's recorded in all the great Paiskim. So brings the Magen Avraham himself, who is the author of the Heter to uncover the hair in the home. He nonetheless concludes that based on the Zohar, one should not do so. And so likewise writes the Mishnah Berurah, to be stringent like the Zohar, aside for his leaning opinion that even from the letter of the law it's forbidden, and so concludes the Chassam Sefer in his Tshuva 36, that today the entire Klal Yisrael has accepted the ruling of the Zohar as halacha in this matter, and therefore it's forbidden min adin, even according to the lenient opinions, to reveal the hair inside of one's home. Even the Igros Moshe, who, as we stated, takes a lenient stance in this matter, concludes that it's nonetheless proper to follow the words of the Chassam Sefer and of the Zohar to never uncover the hair in the privacy, even in the privacy of the home. Regarding the Chabad approach, the Rebbe on many occasions encouraged women to follow this act of piety of the Talmud, of Kimchis, and of the Zohar, and explained the benefits, the positive effects it has on one's children. And halacha lemaisa, practically, so is the custom of all God-fearing women today to not uncover the hair even in the privacy of their own home. So to summarize, it is disputed amongst the poskim as to whether from the letter of the law a wife must cover her hair even in the privacy of her home when no one is around. Although irrelevant of this debate, everyone agrees that based on the Talmud and the Zohar, women are to be particular to never reveal their hair in the open and even in the privacy of their bedroom. And this Talmudic and Zoharic teaching is recorded in the Paiskim and is encouraged to be followed by all, with many blessings being stated for those who are careful in it. It's important to note that in the shower there is no requirement for the hair to be covered, as it has the same din status as a bathhouse, in which the laws of modesty, tznius, are put aside. And hence there's no need to be stringent to wear a head covering of any sort while in the shower.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.